VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 29 verse 2 tells us, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." Indeed, we see presidents come and go. I mean, that's how our country has operated for over 230 years. But regardless of which political party is in control or the political persuasions of the president, we're going to be praying for this individual. I mean, certainly, first and foremost, that whoever is serving in the White House, that they would come to faith in Jesus Christ and that they would recognize that they have an accountability before Almighty God for the very decisions that they make. We also recognize, though, here in our nation that we as citizens have the right to petition. We have the right to petition those who are serving in positions of authority. Today on Crosstalk, we've got a very unique program. We're calling it Dear Mr. President. Now, twice we did this under the Trump administration, and it's been a few years now, but we're going to revisit this issue. You see, the Biden administration has surpassed now one quarter of their time in the White House in the current presidential term. And today we want to consider if you had up to 60 seconds to convey your message to the President of the United States, what would it be? I'm asking that you not be rash or just off the cuff, but to really think about it. What is the most important message you would want to declare to the President of the United States of America if you had a maximum of 60 seconds? We're inviting you to call in with a message. A copy of today's recording we're going to send to the White House. So we're calling it Dear Mr. President. And friends, our phone number to Crosstalk is 1-800-733-9829. The program is yours today in dealing with that issue to finish that phrase, Dear Mr. President. Now, there are many issues you may want to take into consideration. Perhaps your message has to do with life. Maybe it's with morality. Maybe it's religious liberty, border control, or health, drugs. Perhaps it's dealing with government mandates, our military, Israel, world affairs, or scores of other things. The question is, Dear Mr. President, in 60 seconds or less, what is your message to the president? Again, we'd like to invite you to call. Our number is 800-733-9829. If you had up to 60 seconds to convey your message, what would it be? 1-800-733-9829. And I hope you'll really think about that, the message, again, not to be flippant or off the cuff, but to seriously contemplate what's the most important thing on your heart that you would want to convey to Mr. Biden as it relates to the thoughts in your heart. So our telephone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. We'll take your calls. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to take that line. So we're going to begin in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, do the right thing, for righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any group of people. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Dale in Lubbock, Texas. Dear Mr. President.
Yes. Hello?
You're on the air, Dale.
Yes. What I would say would be pretty short. I would say being a veteran, not a veteran that actually was in a war situation, but I'm still a veteran that all these mandates and things that are going on, trying to suppress freedoms and voices, I would say that is a disgrace and a major disrespect to all veterans who gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedoms. And I think that needs to be stopped, and every American deserves the right to freedom of speech. That would be what I would say.
Very good. Thank you so much. Let's go to Tom in Port Wing. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. Yes, if I had anything to say to the president, it would be the same thing I've repeated since the election. Dear Mr. President, the Word of God says the truth will set you free. Are you really the duly elected president of the United States of America?
Thank you, Tom. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. If you had 60 seconds, what is the most important message you would want to convey to the President of the United States? We're calling it Dear Mr. President. Tammy is calling from South Carolina. Tammy, you're on the air.
Okay. All right. My question would be, why did you and your administration turn on the American people in Israel when America gave you so much freedom? That's it.
Okay, thank you. Dave and Mason, you're on the air.
Yeah. Dear Mr. President, I pray for you every day that the Lord would reveal himself to you, and that you would realize how many people are hurting, are really hurting because of the decisions our government is making. And I pray that you would listen to the Lord and just repent and follow his instructions. Our country is so precious, and it's really, I can't put in the words. I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Jackie in Struck, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, the United States Constitution, the little pamphlet with all the original signers, read the names of them people that originally signed the Constitution, and that's a good start to help the names them, just to help them people be Americans, and then the rest of us will fall in place, I pray. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Giving you opportunity, if you had 60 seconds to convey a message to the President of the United States, we're calling it Dear Mr. President, what would that message be? Philip calling from Richland, Washington. You're on the air.
Yes. This is Philip Gordon from Richland, Washington. Mr. President, Mr. Biden, I pray for your salvation. Accepting the Lord Jesus is the most important thing I've done in my life. It changes everything. I'm praying for you. I'm encouraging others to pray for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Philip. Brad in West Dallas, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. I'd tell him, Mr. President, you need to receive Jesus Christ so you may be saved. God will give you a new heart, and you'll get your mind back. And then you will be doing right things instead of what you're doing now. This is a serious business, and eternity does not end. And if you want to spend eternity in the presence of Christ, you need to get saved and then do right from there on in.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
And again, giving you opportunity, if you had 60 seconds to spend with the president, what would you say? Dear Mr. President, our topic today, Andrew is calling from Peoria, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yeah, dear Mr. President, all the lives of Americans lost from the border, from the fentanyl that comes here, and all the aborted babies, and you're supposed to be the president of unification? I don't think so.
Okay, thank you for your call, Andrew. Gary in West Portsmouth, Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, this is my own now.
You're on the air, Gary. Go ahead.
Okay, if I had something to say to Mr. Biden, this would be what I'd say to Mr. Biden. Please take care of America first. Get this border situation closed up. Your votes won't count, though you're getting them across the border, because people like me are going to stand at the polls and make sure that everybody has an ID. So, Mr. Biden, please do the right thing for our country.
Thank you, Gary. Star is calling from Muscadet, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd say, dear Mr. President, go back, read your Bible, listen to what God is telling you, and stop the irresponsible actions you are doing. You're to be an American and for the United States people and freedom. I'm praying for you.
Thank you for your call, Star. Dr. Malcolm in Osprey, Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. President Biden needs to read one Bible verse, and that is Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. Let's go to Milwaukee. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. President, I'm calling to let you know that you need the gospel by which we are saved, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, for eternal life. And thank you for taking the call.
We have Mark next in Franklin. Mark, dear Mr. President.
Hi. I wouldn't even, dear Mr. Pretender, I wouldn't even call him the president because he's not even one. So if I ever got the chance to trust Joe Biden, I would say, Joe Biden, repent and leave the White House.
And let's go to Tim in Springfield, Missouri. Tim, you're on the air.
Yeah, dear Mr. President, after 40 years in politics, you did nothing. And now you're trying to ruin the great country of America. Your parents sure ought to be proud of you.
Thank you for your call here today. Again, folks, the most important message, if you had 60 seconds to spend with the President of the United States of America, what is the most important message you would convey within that 60 seconds? We have Scott calling from Clarksburg, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, like the wind on its circular courses, the spirit of each age reemerges. Drawing on the wicked foundations of old, the prince and power of the air takes control. Men become blind and no longer seek truth, held captive without having a clue. But God's mysterious wind is not of this world. It is by his spirit that we are truly born. Led captive by his spirit, whose yoke is easy and burden is light, there is no need to fear the terror by night, nor the bullet that flies by day, for the Lord is our refuge and dwelling place.
Thank you, Scott, for your call here today. We've got George next in Olney, Illinois. Dear Mr. President.
This message is for President Xi Jinping, which is...
We're talking about here the United States of America, George, so let's address, keep with the context of the program.
I am, and I hope and pray that he will remember what is stolen has to be returned. Thank you.
We're going next to Zoltan in Lawrence, Michigan. You're on the air.
Yes. Mr. Biden, why do you continue to be a one-trick pony? The vaccination that was rolled out winds up being not a vaccination. You continue pounding that. You've done nothing on the front of therapeutics that exist. You play party to suppressing information on therapeutics and the damages done by this NRA. So what's your plan? Where's the therapeutics? Thank you.
Thank you, Zoltan, for your call here today. We're just seconds from the break, so we'll pick up more calls after the break. And again, focusing in, if you had 60 seconds to spend with the president, what is the most important message you would want to convey within that 60 seconds? And to think about it. Some are calling in with certainly various remarks. Some are snide. Some are serious. But like to hear from you. It's called Dear Mr. President, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
To Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what's involved in being created in the image of God?
Chris, being in the image of God is more than just being a two-legged, two-armed creature. There's some sense in which God uses a human form to express his own nature, like the arm of the Lord, but God does not have a physical body. I suspect that the image of God deals with our spiritual nature, our appreciation for beauty and ability to love, and our ability to love and reject God, and of course, our eternal soul. A recent research project identified perhaps another aspect. It was shown that those people who love others and provide emotional support for others live longer themselves. These are godly qualities, and maybe that's part of being the image of God. If we live like that, it's beneficial. You see, Chris, even the way we act, it all goes back to Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
is a very unique, different program in Crosstalk here today, giving you opportunity to express from your heart, if you had 60 seconds to spend or less with the President of the United States, what message would you convey? What is the most important message you could convey in that 60 seconds? Number of issues that have ranged from spiritual to border to other issues that have come up here on the program so far. So the program today is Dear Mr. President. A copy of this will be sent to the White House and give you opportunity to certainly from across this nation for the president to hear from individuals. Let's go to Rick next in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Mr. President, thank you for being president to all the Americans and not just a select few. Have a great day.
Thank you. Wallace in West Richland, Washington, you're on the air.
Yes, I would say to all those who are in public office, just know that one day you're going to stand before Almighty God and you're going to give an account for your service here to these people of the United States. And I would advise you to be wise in what you're doing. All the abuse of the American people through mandates, through executive orders, are just illegal, and you are going to give an account for it. So don't be foolish. Think about what you are doing.
Thank you, Wallace. Our number here, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Ilonia in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Mr. President, please don't mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for infants and young children.
Thank you for your call. Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. O'Biden, it's appointed unto man once to die and after this the judgment. And what profits a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Please turn and repent and call out for forgiveness for Jesus.
Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Annie next in Coshocton, Ohio. Dear Mr. President.
Yes, I respect the religious liberty of the Christians who serve God in America and also who serve God across in the foreign countries.
Thank you, Annie. Let's go to Richard in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, dear Mr. President, why would you mandate an experimental vaccine? And why would you make us dependent on foreign oil again? We were doing so great. Are you for us or against us, Mr. President?
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Our number here, 800-733-9829. Danny is next in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air, Danny.
Hi. I have a huge recommendation for the president. If I got to speak with him for just 60 seconds, I would let him know there's an upcoming artist by the name of Mook Rigo. That is M-O-O-K-R-I-G-O. He is currently being nominated by his own...
Yeah, Danny, thank you. I know you want to use this for your promotional purposes, but that's not the purpose of the program today, okay? Jennifer, in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, my letter is, Dear Joe Biden, I call upon you to consider your mortality. When you pass from this earth, you will come face to face with Jesus Christ. He will either welcome you into his kingdom for eternity with, well done, good and faithful servant, or say, depart from me, I never knew you. It's never too late for repentance while you still have breath in your lungs. I beg of you to repent and ask Jesus Christ into your heart and contemplate your actions and the office you hold. This country was created upon God's word and his principles. Your actions and the things you support, like abortion, transgenderism, homosexuality, and so much more, are against God's word. Your actions in the last year have compromised our country greatly. You will be held accountable, if not in this life, then in the next.
Jennifer, thank you for your well-thought-out call here today. Dorothy in Kenosha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes. May I speak now?
You're on the air, Dorothy.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, one guarantee we all have in life is we are going to die. Please stop denying us our rights and the true God to follow. People died to give us these freedoms, and there's something terribly wrong going on in this nation. Return us to the foundations of our history and the ones who died to give us these freedoms. You have led us astray. There is a God. I want to follow the true one, the one that this nation was based on. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy. Alloway, Michigan. Kurt, you're on the air. Dear Mr. President.
Oh, hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. And I just wanted to say, Biden, look, none of us know how long we got left on this earth, but eternity is forever. And you need to repent, and you need to put our dear Mr. President, Donald J. Trump, back in the White House. Thank you.
Kurt, Tammy in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi. I would say, speaking to the spirit behind all of this, I would say, dear Mr. President, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And that's it.
Thank you, Tammy. Deborah in London, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes. Joe Biden, Mr. Biden, you stole the election, you and your party. We know that you stole the election. And all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. There's nothing hid that will not be revealed. Thank you.
Next is Dale in Anago, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Dear Mr. Biden, why are you so intent on killing all those precious unborn babies? Prior to you becoming president, you claimed to be pro-life. Now you are pro-death. At your age, remember, your eternity is near, and you better think twice about where you will spend that.
Thank you for your call, Dale. Kevin is next in South Dakota. You're on the air, Kevin.
Yes, good afternoon, Jim. I just have many questions, I guess, as a people and as a nation to Mr. O'Biden, but them are kind of answered already from greed and depravity. But two questions I guess I'd like to say, Mr. President, explain this to me, please. Why do we have open borders and closed schools? And I don't need anything else answered other than just give me reasoning for those two, open borders and closed schools. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Albany. And Christina, you're on the air.
I want to thank Mr. Biden for mandating a shot that's not proven to save our lives, but take it. And when he mandated it, my husband's job fired him after 23 years of faithful working. So thank you, Mr. Biden. Now we've been without an income for 4 months and three babies to take care of, and they won't even give him unemployment. I just want to thank you, Mr. President. That sounds like unity.
Thank you, Christine. Sven in Port Washington, you're on the air.
Hi. Mr. Biden, dear Mr. Biden, please read carefully chapter of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 6, and see what awaits people that hurt children. Thank you.
Thank you, Sven. Gary in Mesa, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to say to the president, I'm a Zionist. I want to know why you do not defend the right of Israel and the Jews around the world as well as Israel, why you do not denounce those in your own party who support the killing of Jews. There's no excuse.
Thank you for your comment, Gary. Again, dear Mr. President, giving you opportunity, if you had up to 60 seconds to spend with the president, what would your message be? Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I would say, dear Mr. Biden, please repent. Be saved. Uphold our Constitution, including the Second Amendment. Honor life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, or please step down and let President Trump back in.
Thank you, Maxine. Let's go to Kentucky next. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Dear Mr. Imposter, a.k.a. Joe Biden, you are not the president, and I refuse to refer to you as such. You and your wicked Democrat Party stole the election, and you are trespassing on our White House. It's time for you to collect all of your handlers and go home. And dear Mr. President, a.k.a. Donald Trump, we need you. Please come back to the White House as soon as possible. Thank you.
Andrew is next in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Andrew Howlett from the United States Department of Defense. I'd like to say that the U.S. President Joe Biden is doing a fabulous job. We love you. We want you to take care of this country. We know you will. And don't pay attention to all those suffering fools out there that are making all these elaborate stories. Keep doing your job. Nice German Shepherd. Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you, Andrew. David in Crab Orchard, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Thank you. This was what I'd say to President Biden. Mr. President, with all respect to your office and to the institution of the presidency, your party asked President Trump for a cognitive test, and we are asking you to take one too. And that is what I would like to say.
Thank you, David. Brenda is next in Livingston, Tennessee.
Mr. Biden, will you please secure our nation's borders and begin to support our law enforcement?
Thank you for your call. Esther in Altamont, Kansas, you're on the air.
Mr. Biden, I can't call you president. You are not a legal president. You're a murderer, liar, and treasonous. You are a tool of Satan, and thank you.
Lisa in Ottawa, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I would like to say to President that he should make America great again. Make us proud. Take care of home first, and then take care of the other countries. And please have Jesus be his conscience.
Thank you for your call here today. If you had 60 seconds to share with the President of the United States, what would your message be? Nancy in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I would say, Mr. Biden, when the Japanese took over China in World War II, they put a puppet head in charge of the Chinese government. He was a Quisling prince, Henry Puyi. And the reason that the people don't know about this is that we've continued to bleach our schools of real knowledge. Get real knowledge back into the schools. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Jan in Upper Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I would like to tell him that, you know, in the scriptures, Jesus said, what profit a man if he gain the world and loses his own soul, and that eternity is forever, and not to listen to the deep, dark state, but rather turn to the Word of God, the Bible, and read it and repent, and not only for his soul's sake, but for the freedom of our nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Willie is next in Tennessee. Willie, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Go ahead with the statement. Dear Mr. President.
Well, Mr. President, President Biden, I think that you need to denounce your Catholic faith and get a relationship with Almighty God, a real one. And in that course of doing so, you will be led correctly in your steps, and you will step down as the so-called president of this country. It's not against our Constitution to overthrow you. It can be done, should be done. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Willie. And we are just less than half a minute to our break, so I don't want to cut off the next caller here. We will take more of your calls here in our next segments as well here on the program, as we're devoted the program to the topic, Dear Mr. President, if you had 60 seconds or less to spend with the president, what is the most important message you would want to share with him? Our number to crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And we'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
While living in this era of pandemics, economic chaos, natural disaster, and political strife, you may feel tempted to question whether God is in control. Yet when you look to the Bible, you'll find these events actually signal that His promises will soon be fulfilled. In the book Aftershocks, author Jeff Kinley reveals how current societal and global trends foreshadow the nearness of the end times, and how the prophecies about what is to come should renew your passion to lovingly proclaim Christ. Aftershocks addresses the global crisis, the rise of anti-Semitism, the end times economic collapse, and how the COVID pandemic is being used to promote globalism. Aftershocks is available for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Well, certainly hearing from all across the nation here today. Your message to the President of the United States, as we shared at the very outset of the program from Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. As others have called in on the program here today, as we are reminded that righteousness is what exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. And today we're giving you the opportunity from across the nation to share a message with the President of the United States. If you had 60 seconds to spend with him, what is the most important message you would want to convey to him? Again, the number of topics from government mandates to the military to life, morality and religious liberty or border control, drugs or health or world affairs or spiritual matters. Many of you are commenting on it. What is the most important message? If you had 60 seconds, what would that be? And we're calling it Dear Mr. President. We're going to Lubbock, Texas next. We have Linda who is calling in. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Just really quick, my nephew put me on to you guys like a month ago, and I am now a everyday listener.
Thank you.
He just texted me and said that I could call in and tell the president something.
So let's go ahead and do that. Dear Mr. President.
Yes. I need like an hour. Two important things for me as a Texan, close the border and bring our people home from Afghanistan. Those are the two important things for me.
Great.
I have a lot of important things, but those two stand out.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate
Thank
your call.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Robert in Mesa, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. President. Keep our Constitution, keep America, protect America, and most of all, protect the people of Israel. God bless.
Thank you, Robert. We're going back to Texas, Lubbock, Texas. John, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I would like to speak directly to President Biden, and this is the scripture I'd like to use first, Ephesians 6:12 from the New Living Testament, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Mr. Biden, I believe you were placed in the office that you're in, according to this scripture. I pray for your mind. I think you have been handed a job that you probably knew you couldn't do, but you were placed there by these spirits to carry out a plan. And God's not going to allow that plan to come to fruition. I pray for you mentally. I pray for you spiritually. And may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Thank you for your call, John. We've got Shorewood, Wisconsin. Ann, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. Biden, please stop the merciless killing of our innocent children and give your heart to Jesus today. Tomorrow may be too late. Now is the time. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to Michelle in Pittsburgh, Kansas. You're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, please take action to hold China responsible for hurting the persecuted minorities, including the Christian house churches. And that entire Chinese church that escaped and went to South Korea and they aren't allowed to immigrate. Please look into allowing them to enter the U.S. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Karen in Bancroft, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Dear Mr. Biden, I pray the Lord would awaken you from your stupor and convict you. He's used unbelieving rulers in the past like King Nebuchadnezzar. I pray first and foremost for your salvation, that you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. It is our job to pray for everyone in all circumstances. As saints, that's what we are called to do. And it's also our job to stay vigilant and be involved and pay attention and contact our representatives. So this is what we're doing, Mr. Biden. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Let's go to Kentucky. We have Hope calling. Hi, Hope.
Hi. I want to tell you, I would like to tell the president, why would you choose to put immigrants in expensive hotels and fly them all over the United States for free when we have veterans that are living on the streets, that they cannot provide money for them. And then why don't they close the border? Why are we still getting immigrants into the United States?
Okay. Thank you, Hope. Let's go to Maryland, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Dear Joseph Biden, for the sake of the country and your soul and conscience, please come clean on the 2020 stolen election. Come clean on the 2016 coup attempt. And would you please expose those behind the curtain that are telling you what to do and what to say for the sake of the country and your own soul? Thank you.
Thank you, Merle. Let's go to Friendship, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Yes, there's one thing I'd really like to say. If he put everything back the way it used to be before he took office, we were energy independent, and the world was in much better shape than it is now. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. You hear a line open up every several seconds there, 800-733-9829. Mary Jane calling from Crystal Falls, Michigan. You're on the air.
Thank you. Mr. President Biden, I'd like you to protect our nation against enemies, both foreign and domestic. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Holly in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I would have to say to Joe Biden that, as the leader of this country, elected or selected, that it is his duty in times of both peace and war to prepare the people, and our blood is on his hands. I really believe right now that we are facing a potential world war or civil war. And again, it is his duty to prepare his people. We have young children and adults alike who are unaware of what's taking place outside of what they see on the media. And if he has any good conscience left, that he would tell them the truth. Oh, help us, God.
Thank you, Holly. Bill is our next caller. Bill, you're on the air in Wisconsin.
Yes, I'd like to say that Mr. Biden is not my president, and I know a lot of people that does not have him for their president either. He's incompetent in many ways. I pray for him to just step down, go back in hiding, stop killing babies. They're so innocent. Stop killing old people with the shot. I'm so sorry that he is such a horrible president.
Thank you for your thoughts, Bill. Kathy in Paducah, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes, am I speaking now?
I believe you are speaking, yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I would just like to ask him. I knew he grew up in Pennsylvania, in the heart of our liberty, and hometown USA, had every privilege of America all the way of his formative years. How could he have possibly turned to the socialist communist way? I mean, it had been pure evil that would have, you know, when he had every American, like I said, privilege, everything. He knew America, and he knew the right of America. And how did that had to have been spirit, Satan, communism. And how can a mind get so twisted?
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Dear Mr. President, our topic today, if you had 60 seconds to spend, what would be the most important message you would want to convey? Kim is calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you for trying to bring us back after 4 years of such negativity. We need positive energy, and we need people to start treating people with kindness.
Thank you, Kim. Eddie in Glasgow, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim, thank you for taking my call. I'd say, Mr. Biden, quit being a dictator. Start listening to the American people. Quit acting like a tyrant. Start acting like an American. Quit trying to please politics and start doing the job of an American president. I'm telling you, we're in trouble in America, and the trouble is at the top. God bless you, Brother Jim.
Thank you for your call. Judy is next, East Troy, Wisconsin. You're on the air. Dear Mr. President. Judy, go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to say, Biden, when Moses killed the Egyptian and buried his body, God did not punish him for the murder, but for the hiding of it. A half-truth is still a lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Let's go to San Francisco, California. Joy, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, dear Mr. President.
Dear Mr. President, there's a time to live and there's a time to die according to each man. I don't care what those other people are telling you. Everyone has to stand up before a holy God for his own salvation. It's either heaven or hell. And I've been praying for you every morning because God says so too. But I suggest you really, really, really think about that. Heaven or hell.
Thank you, Joy, for your call. Let's go to Mitchell, South Dakota. Next, from California, let's see. Tim is calling. Hi, Tim, you're on the air.
Okay. I would like to say, Mr. President, please remember that God said in the Bible, stand by Israel because those who curse all those nations will be cursed, and nations that bless will be blessed. So watch your step very carefully with Israel.
Tim from Mitchell, thank you for your call. Kay in Lafarge, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is my message to Mr. Biden, and I'm just going to read this. And it says here in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. He speaks a lie, and he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And this is who we have in office, and we need to speak the truth, but speak it in love, but stand up. We need to stand. Amen.
Thank you for your call. Alice in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hello. The powers that be are ordained of God. God knows who is running this country. We are to pray for those that have authority over us, and I do that. This country needs a spiritual revival, the top to the one that has the conscience of evil and good and knows to be saved.
Amen. Thank you, Alice, for your call here today. We are, just seconds from the break, so we will come back in our final segment to give you this opportunity, a platform here today. It's being called Dear Mr. President. If you had 60 seconds with Mr. Biden, what would your message be? We'll be back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. In the book of Genesis, we're told by God himself, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. God is speaking specifically about the Jewish people. We don't have to agree with everything the Israeli government does to understand the importance of God's plan for the Jewish people, particularly in the tribulation, and that many of them will come to Yeshua or Messiah. With that being said, and that as our background understanding, what happens to America as we turn our back on Israel and empower the enemies of Israel? Over the weekend, it came out that Iran, well, they're about to have unfrozen $29 billion thanks to the Biden regime. $29 billion unfrozen for them to continue their nuclear program to what? Well, eventually try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Will there be consequences for America? I think there will be. I'm Brennan House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, a very unique program. We did this twice in our last administration with Donald Trump, called Dear Mr. President. And we brought it back here after a few years to give you opportunity that if you had 60 seconds or less, what is the most important message on your heart that you would want to convey to the president? Our number here, 800-733-9829. A copy of the program will be shared with the White House. Let's go to Jim in Springfield, Missouri. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I would say, Mr. President, there's a chance that you could be laughing at a lot of these suggestions, but if you would consider at least looking at 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. And also, Hebrews 10:31 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And we'll be praying for you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Let's go to Gene in Birchwood, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. For Joe Biden, come to the Lord and please close the border again and stop the abortions. Protect America. It's our country. Stop socialism from coming in. Stop Obama rules. And stop the COVID shot mandates to all the people in the United States. So unfair. And give the military and the people who work in the hospitals their jobs back. God bless you. We do pray for you that you may come to the Lord. Goodbye.
Thank you, Gene. Also from Wisconsin is Jim. You're on the air.
I have a message for Mr. O'Biden, a Bible passage that says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You, sir, will bow your knee one day, and all your handlers, all your wicked, evil handlers will bow their knee one day to Almighty God and give an account for what you did have done to this country. And I want to just say, millions of us know that you are illegitimate, you're an imposter, you stole the election, and your ultimate master is Satan right now, and I pray that you would receive Christ into your heart. But your masters are China, Communist China, Barack Obama, George Soros, and the like, and all these New World Order Antichrist types, and you need to repent, sir, while you still have time. Thank you.
Sandy is next in Newark, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. President, you need to repent, and I want to read you James chapter verse 1, verse 2. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and steadfastness has its full effect when you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, and it will be given him. So as a country, Biden and the citizens need to repent and read James chapter 1, verse 2. Thank you.
Thank you. Don in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. President. In your campaigning for president, you deceived Christian voters with a picture of yourself shown repeatedly on TV, of yourself holding a Bible and a rosary in front of a church altar. In your first days in office, you revealed and proved that you are not a real Christian, and by being so hostile to the right to life and the unborn, you will be held accountable, if not in this world, but in eternity. Thank you.
Annette is next in Wonder Lake, Illinois. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to tell Mr. President or Sleepy Joe, Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, and there's none that doeth good. So, Mr. President, you are one of those fools. I appreciate if you could stop doing that and respect our country for all it's worth. Thank you.
To Arkansas, Tom, you're on the air.
Okay, sir, Paul, formerly Saul, was a horrible persecutor of Christians, but Jesus Christ forgave him of his sins, transformed him, and he became a wonderful example. you too can be transformed by the salvation of Jesus, and do it today before it's too late.
Annette in Spencer, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello. My biggest question is, for over 100 years, we have been sending our young men and women overseas to protect people from socialism, to save them, to help them, to protect their borders. And now we're going to turn America into a socialist country, and we've got our borders wide open while we're sending people now to Ukraine? What is with this? Thank you.
William in Aceta, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Mr. President, I got a couple scriptures that you should read. We have Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end was death. Spiritual death, Joel, not physical. Give me reason to pray for you, and I will. Thank you.
Jonathan, Des Moines, Iowa, you're on the air.
Dear Mr. President, you took an oath back in November. Are you keeping the oath? You put your hand in the Bible. In the book of Daniel, there's three people that were condemned to the furnace of fire, and they were not bowed. And I will say we will not bow to those laws that are against the Bible, and we will keep believing in the one true God. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, and we have just a short time. Sharon in Dalton, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, to Joe Biden, the love of money is the root of all evil. Thank you.
Thank you for your call here today. And to all of you here, as we reminded you at the beginning of the program, as we do now as well, to be in prayer. Be in prayer. The Bible doesn't tell us as to stop praying depending upon what party is in the White House or political control, but to be fervent in prayer. And first and foremost, that those who are in leadership would come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk in a program called Dear Mr. President. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.